This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked. Shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to follow up on, of course, the idea that Gavin Newsom and others, even in Texas, are importing COVID patients from Mexico. Yeah, using the smuggling routes. And, of course, we just had a very unfortunate accident yesterday in Texas in which 7 people were killed, suspected human smuggling going on. As you know, we classify that as modern-day slavery. Yeah, you know, what is Nancy Pelosi doing about modern-day slavery? She's so concerned about, you know, slavery back in the day, but what is she doing to stop modern-day slavery? That's always been the question, hasn't it? She and Gavin Newsom and the other liberals love it. They actually support it. They support it because they don't denounce it now, do they? Wink, wink, nod, nod. It's just a little bit too much money for them and the DNC, all this trafficking in human flesh and slavery, as we call it. And then, of course, you got the drugs going on. That smuggling thing, fentanyl from China, anyone? And they support it because they don't denounce it, do they? No, it's open borders. Just let it all flow in, baby. And all you need to do is ask Bernie Sanders. You know, he's got some issues up there in Vermont. Yeah, with the Indian tribes smuggling in fentanyl. And he knows about it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Now, don't you, Bernie? Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, the new California websites are up, and both of them. NCS51.com, NCS51.com. There's going to be some more maturation going on in this week on that one because it's brand new. But the other one, of course, the stalwart is NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. We've got tons of things. Valerie Espinosa's recent, she's just stunningly good as a photographer, videographer, and her brother, Miguelito, I call him. do stellar work, and that's you can see their latest video from the May Day protest in the state of California, Sacramento. Anyway, but with us right now is an author, Vincent Everett Ellison, author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians in America and America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. Well, it sounds like Vince is going to fit right in mighty fine to Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome, Vince, to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm so happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, listen, Vince, tell us a little bit about your book and your notion, because it kind of blends with what we do here on this show.
Well, first of all, I was born on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper. I saw him work hard to bring us out of poverty working in the insurance industry, and he worked hard. And I had seven brothers and sisters that he lifted out of poverty. We lived a pretty good middle-class life. We had a gospel singing group called the Ellison Family. We went through the South singing gospel music to the people of the South and on many black churches. And I went to college at the University of Memphis. All my brothers and sisters went to college, and we are a family of high achievers. And after college, I started working in the prison system, and I was a correctional officer. And I saw that this prosperity, this idea that we had overcome, was not true. Matter of fact, I saw that we were going backward. It was during the time of the Clinton crime bill, and I saw South Carolina, where I was working, had three prisons in the 80s, and by the end of the 90s, it had over 40.
Wow.
And I got quite concerned about what was going on, so I started asking the black intelligentsia, the ones that, we all grew up Democrats. Why? Because everybody in the black community was Democrat.
Right.
And there's a lot of social pressure to conform. I mean, everyone from the doctor that slapped you behind to the undertaker that put the dirt on your coffin when you die was a Democrat, right? And to be anything other than that, you were like, a guy with two heads. So when I started asking the people of the black intelligentsia what was going on, they said, oh, man, it's these dirty, rich, white Republicans just trying to beat black people down because they're racist and they're mean. And I was like, oh, man, for real? Yeah. So I said, well, I resigned my post as a correctional officer, started a nonprofit organization. Man, I even organized a Million Man March back in 1996 because I was going to nail these rich, white Republicans to the wall. But the more I stayed in the black community, down in the places where the people needed help, I found out something very, very curious. Never saw any rich white Republican. As a matter of fact, you could see a leprechaun before you saw one. But what I did see was a lot of black Democrats. And the ones in particular were, in this group I call the Iron Triangle, most black preachers, most black civic organizers, and most black politicians. And they were being paid by these rich white liberals to keep the black community in line and to make sure that they voted 90% for the Democrat Party. And they were voting 90% for the Democrat Party, and they said, okay, they're voting 90%, stop all progress right now, because we got what we want. The family's being destroyed, the schools are no good, the drugs are keeping them stupefied. We're going to take their guns and their weapons so they cannot resist. And you just keep them exactly where they are, because as long as we get 90% of the vote, we have no reason to change whatsoever. So I decided to go to war with these people after I found out that we were actually sleeping with the enemy. And I wrote this book to explain to America how this happened, why it happens with such little resistance, but then also how we can stop it.
Wow. So that's the Iron Triangle.
Yes.
So in the terminology, keep them down on the plantation, really
it is
what it is.
Yeah. And it works for them because, again, you're a businessman and I am also. If you're getting 90% of the market share, are you going to change anything that you're doing?
Absolutely not.
Of course not. Of course not. And they're getting 90%, and this is all they want. It started during the civil rights movement when Martin Luther King, in his great "I Have a Dream" speech, I was wondering why Kaepernick and all these guys were so angry back in 2017. know, they were kneeling, they were mad. I mean, these guys were great-looking guys. They were supermen. You know,
millions are wealthy.
Yeah, millionaires. White people loving them, calling their names. They live in their mansions in white neighborhoods. And I'm saying, what are these guys mad about? So I was at the Romaine Rain Motel, you know, the museum in Memphis, Tennessee, my wife and I was watching the I Have a Dream speech. It was being looped. And you know, and King, he rocks that speech, man. I mean, he's great. Mm-hmm. And you watch him and you're mesmerized by it. But I heard him say something in a different context that I never heard before. And I said, that's it. And this is what I heard him say. He said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free.
Right.
And I said, wow, that's the poison pill, because you and I know that based upon what John Locke said in his second treaties of government, we were born free. These freedoms were given to us by God. They were irrevocable, non-transferable, unsellable. Born free. So when King said that I was not free, that was not the truth. And then he said we had become the government for that freedom. He also expanded it by saying we have to come to government for our unalienable rights. What are these rights? The right to self-defense, the right to pray to your God, freedom of religion, the right to speak and say what you want, when you want, how you want, the right to own property. These rights are unalienable, which again, according to John Locke and our Declaration of Independence, are rights that are given to us by God, not by government, irrevocable, untransferable, unsellable. Yet King was telling the black community that we have to go to government to attain these rights. Before that speech in the Civil Rights Movement, black people, I have this in my book, black people between 1940 and 1960 were outpacing every other race in America when it came to income, property. We weren't going to jail. We weren't destroying the family. We were in our communities. We started Fisk, Howard, Morehouse, Brown versus Board of Education. They could not prove that black children were not getting that our education was less than the white children. Matter of fact, when they tested black children, they found that black children were getting a better education than white children were. Brown versus Board of Education was based upon one basic premise, that we felt inferior and that we need to set aside white children so they could cure our inferiority complex. Read it. It's in my book. It had nothing to do with facilities. It had nothing to do with pay. It had nothing to do with education. It had to do with putting the federal government in charge of education and using it to enforce a Supreme Court decision. All about inferiority. So King and the rest of them started this game, and it destroyed the black community. We started having to go to government for everything that we wanted. And they decided at that time the greatest form of citizenship was not entrepreneurship, was not family, was not service. It was protest. And since 1960, every riot in America has been led by the Democrat Party. Detroit, Watts, L.A., even in Charlottesville, the white supremacists at least had a permit to march, and then Antifa and the rest of them came and jumped on them.
That's
they
right.
Started it.
That's right.
That's true, isn't it?
It is, the absolutely. They drew the permit out. That's correct.
And then Antifa and the rest of the cats came and jumped on them, started whooping on them, and all the chaos started. So they started every riot, even this one. It's Democrat Party controlled. While conservatives and Republicans don't riot, we sit back watching this stuff. And what you have slaves looking for a master, and white Democrat masters looking for slaves. And they are white, and black Democrats have an inferiority complex that believe that white people can solve all of their problems if only they just decided to do it. And white people have this superiority complex that says, yes, black people, we are the cause of all of your problems. And we are just bad people, and we are going to fix all of your problems. Just give us another 4 years in power to rule over you, and I promise you, we'll fix everything.
Right. And how's that? And it hasn't worked out too well, except for Donald Trump coming on board.
Yeah, exactly. It hadn't worked at all. And you know, it's like Lucy always removing the football, right? Well, give us another 4 years and we'll fix it this time. And we go, okay. Well, give us another 4 years and we'll fix it this time. So what has happened? The Washington Post puts out a story June 4th. It says there's been no narrowing in the wealth gap in America between black and white people since 1968. That was this year, June 4th. Harvard put out a story, and the DNC cited this report that says there hasn't been any that the schools are more segregated now in America than they were before Brown versus Board of Education. We have 10 times more black men in jail. We're boarding almost half of our children. They are taking our guns, and we say, and the black community says, they're being hunted by police and by gangs, and the Democratic Party says, give us your gun, and the black people hand them over. We are witnessing a dystopia and a cultural genocide in the black community that's been perpetrated by liberals and the Democrat Party, and Joe Biden and the Democrats say, we're proud of it. It's amazing to watch, man. It is amazing.
Well, you know, the key thing is awareness, and what you're doing with your book is bringing about awareness with everybody. And we're talking to Vince Everett Ellison, and he's the author of the book, The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race and to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. The biggest question I want to throw at you is, what's the process to defeat them? It's clear to me we have to get these kind of messages out. There's no question about it. And I fought all my life and professionally as a school administrator for the rights of everybody, and very much in the model like you're talking about. But I've been to many, many schools with many, many black students and other minorities, and we've always supported the minorities. But what is the plan to get the entire community out as you can see it right now? What's your idea about how we can do this? Because this is the only way out, is to get rid of the plantation methodology. I want to touch upon Colin Kaepernick and what I see as a plantation theory already in play, like with professional football in particular, but professional sports, but mostly professional football. I think that's a plantation that they're harvesting there.
Well, they've always exploited black athletes for their gain on the left. Now, if a black athlete starts talking about conservatism, and I mean, if Bubba Wallace had said, I want to keep the flag up, and I think people have a right to wave the flag if they want to, and I love my Southern heritage, they'd have crucified that boy. They'd have killed him. But if a black athlete protests on their behalf, the left will put you on the cover of Time magazine like they did Kaepernick.
Right.
They'll make you an icon. They did to Ali, Michael Sams. They tried to use Jackie Robinson. Now they're doing Kaepernick and Bubba. They've always used, liberals always use black American pain for white liberal gain.
You know, it didn't work out too well for them with Jackie Robinson, did it?
No, not very well. Jackie Robinson became a conservative Republican. They tried to, but Jackie Robinson went beyond it. And then they grabbed Ali, and you know they did what they did with Ali.
Oh yeah,
and
Lew Alcindor.
I don't think Ali even knew the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, they I don't think they still don't know the game that was being played. You know, with them.
I agree with you. I want to go back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Lew Alcindor because I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to one of his personal coaches, and he says exactly what you just said about him. He doesn't realize how bad he got played. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. He still doesn't get it. I remember when when Trump won, he wrote something about it, said he woke up afraid
right.
of America.
Right.
He's seven foot two. He's a millionaire. He's loved. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. No man scares me. I wish you not afraid in America. If I said that, my wife would have slapped the hell out of me. Walking around talking about you scared. What's wrong with you? My daddy would have came up here and slapped me. I don't walk around afraid. But in the short term, the way that we start with this, in the short term, the first thing is, seriously, we got to vote for Donald Trump, because Trump is going to do a few things that are going to help the black community a lot in the short term and all of America. Number one, he's pro-life, so he's going to do the best he can to put pro-life judges on the Supreme Court to try to stop this genocide and this fratricide in the black community with killing our children.
Yeah.
Number two, Trump is pro-school choice. So these schools that are just doing terrible, terrible. I mean, the Democrats in Biden are anti-school choice because the teachers' unions want the money, all of it. And then, of course, the Democrats get a portion of that money in campaign contributions. We know how that works. So right. They're pimping black children. They don't care about those children getting educated. They just care that these schools are funded so they can get their part of it. That's it. Trump's a school choice. He's taking these children out of these failing schools, giving them an opportunity to get a good education. Trump is for the right to defend yourself. Whereas these Democrats, as I just said, you're getting hunted, you're getting shot up by gangs, and if these riots didn't do anything good, they destroyed and obliterated every argument against the Second Amendment. You want to know now why I need an AK-47? I guess you know. You know. Want to know why I need a 40 bullet clip for my gun? Now you know. Because we saw these big city mayors all over the country tell the police to stand down.
That's right. That's right.
And allow mobs to burn personal property. Stand down. And kicking people's doors in, stealing their stuff, whooping them on the street. And they told the police don't even try to help. This is why you need the Second Amendment. Trump says he will make sure that they no longer infringe on your rights. He's going to bring jobs back to the economy. He's going to keep the illegals out who are competing for space, jobs, government benefits, wages. They bring in crime and drugs. He's also going to stop violating people's religious liberties. Wherever you stand on LGBTQ, that's your thing. But if you have yourself a Catholic or a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew that says, look, man, I have a company here that bakes cakes, and I'm not going to bake a cake for a gay wedding, that should be protected. Period. I don't want my child learning this stuff in school. I'm a Christian. That should be protected. Trump is going to allow you to exercise your religious liberty, just like we will allow you to exercise your non-religious liberty. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Each man to his own. And he's also going to, he's going to start letting out these black men that Joe Biden locked up with his crime bill. He's already doing it. And last but not least, the black community has the lowest life expectancy of anyone in the industrialized world. And we are, and our race has more government health care than anyone in the industrialized world. Ergo, government health care is killing black people. What does Joe Biden want to do? Expand it. Trump wants to privatize it. So there you have it.
Yeah, one of the things I want to mention is about the abortion rate for blacks, in particular in the New York area. And I was doing a radio show. I've done a number of radio shows on abortion, and especially what's happening to black babies and one point in time, I still think the statistics are that there's more black abortions in New York than there are actual live births. And one of my callers had made that comment, and I said, I look at this as another problem. It's not just the black babies here. I said, these are Americans that are being aborted. Yeah. They're Americans exactly. Being aborted.
Yes, this is murder on an industrial scale, and now they've expanded it to the ninth month, and some and my governor Ralph Northam said he should even be able to do it after birth.
Yeah,
it's a crime against humanity, and what they're doing, they said it used to be part of the Democratic Party platform that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Well, they've taken out the rare.
They
said abortion should be safe, legal, and free. That's their platform now. Rare is gone because they don't see anything wrong with it. They said, why should it be rare if nothing's wrong with it? So now they want us to pay for it, and they want it to not have any restrictions whatsoever.
Yeah.
Can't you see the hand of Satan working in all of this?
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Now, in the long term, this is what we have to do. We cannot wait for government. We know that we got rhino Republicans, and we got Democrats that are going to try to block all of this. So what do we do? As Christians, Jews, Muslims, people of the book, and citizens, we have to go back down there and start doing our work of evangelizing. I'm so tired of people playing the victim. And that includes us conservatives. There's an old vaudevillian term that says 90% of every gig is just showing up. And we don't show up.
That's right. That's exactly right. We don't.
Down there, they got two choices. They got a liberal and an ultra-liberal. If you go down there right now, I dare you to go down there. You're a smart guy. And find those 50 black, majority black districts, and find the Republicans that are running against those Democrats in those districts. You'll find those Democrats have millions of dollars from the DNC. And you'll find those Republicans can barely get gas money.
That's right.
Now, how do you win a race like that when it's so one-sided? And the Republican Party is the culprit behind all of it.
Well, you know, we have
the NRC and the RNC will not give these people any money, and Donald Trump is the only one that jumped over them and started talking to the black community.
Well, you know, the thing is out here in California, it's exactly the same. The California Republican Party gives no support to any of its candidates, especially in congressional districts. We've got 53 congressional seats, and right now there's only 8 Republicans of the 53 in Congress. That's what's going on. Because they don't get supported. And that's so wrong, it's not even funny. Listen, Vince, we got to run for time. Can you tell us how we can get a hold of you in the future? Because this has been very, very stimulating.
Well, look, you can go to my website at irontrianglebook.com. That's irontrianglebook.com. And to your listeners, understand, you have nothing more to apologize for. Forgiveness cannot be earned. It shouldn't be expected or wanted. We've repented as a nation. 600,000, almost a million in the Civil War, $22 trillion since the Great Society. You have nothing more to apologize for. These people will take, and take until the host is dead. Martin Luther King Jr. said, and as I Have a Dream speech, he said, when will you be satisfied? He said, we will not be satisfied until justice flows down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. We have to go down there and tell our brothers and sisters who they are. They are heirs of Jesus Christ. They are not victims. They are not hated. The numbers on your head are counted. He knows your name. Come back home, and they'll come back home.
Thank you very much, Vince. This has been really encouraging for all Americans to listen to. Thank you very much. We've been listening to Vince Everett Ellison. He's got the book called The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and Americans in their quest for power and how we can defeat them. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. That was some discussion. Vince Everett Ellison, The Iron Triangle. Get that book. That's for sure. Great job. Fantastic job. Yet you learn a lot now, don't you, on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in, by the way, if you want to, 215-867-8255. I'm sorry, let me start that over. 215-867-8255. Wow. I am blown away by, you know, I have such a good booking agent. He is just awesome. And don't want to mention his name. But, you know, I mean, I do. I get the best. I think I have the best bookers in the business. And that goes, sorry, all you bookers at Fox News and other places. You know, actually, there's some of these. I'm not going to mention the channel, by the way, but, you know, because you can be extremely liberal. Let's say I'll just use CNN out there, and they're just wacko and all that stuff. But, I'm not going to say CNN. But there's an outlet nearby with CNN. Very, very liberal, but they offer, like, a couple of conservative shows, which is really interesting. And they're very professional. And you know, it's kind of interesting, even though they are a subsidiary of, like, CNN, and you watch these conservative programs, and you listen to them, it's like, wow, that's a CNN affiliate? I mean, just because of the nature of the way they do their shows, the production, the bookers, and so on, they're conservative. I know that's a shocker to you, but you have to kind of hunt around for all that, but they kind of get mixed up in the miasma of being so liberal, and they get tainted. It's kind of like too bad I know they have contracts and they can't get out of them. See, that's the beauty of being an independent like me. That's the absolute beauty of it. So anyway, we've got, you can call in. Yes, we are going to, you can call in. Yes, you can. And that number is 215-867-8255. Top talk. Okay. So we get ourselves all situated here and back on base, we can probably get everything rocking and rolling. We're getting pretty close. Wow. Anyway, we are doing some adjustments in the studio right now. And it's always a challenge in the studio to do all the things you have to do to kind of get from here to there. Anyway. So is Donald Trump going to be our president for the next 4 years? I think so. I absolutely think so. So here's our first caller. Okay, caller, your name and your topic, please. First name.
Yeah, hi. My first name is Steve, and I'm from New Jersey. And I'd like to talk about the guest you just had on.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed him. He kind of reminds me of kind of like a male Candace Owens, we'll say.
We're having I'm glad you brought that up. I'll just expand for just a second. We're having Candace Owens speak for New California coming up in October for three consecutive nights. And I'm sitting there thinking, Gosh, this is a male Candace Owens. So you thought it too?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of his facts were things that she's always mentioned about how the Democratic Party basically used money and influence, socialistic ideas, social welfare system. It's what it is. It's socialism. They just don't, and just to dummy down the entire population. They've dummied us down.
Right.
I'm 66. They dummied me down. I didn't realize it until probably about, I'd say, a good 10, 11 years ago when I thought back that the history they're teaching now is not the history I was taught. A lot of it's been manipulated and changed, but they manipulated and changed my history. My history was changed to make me pro-war, army men, stuff like that. We were being kind of groomed to get into another war. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, we played army all the time. It was a big deal. And then along comes Vietnam, you know, and everyone got drafted. And obviously, after it took a little time, people realized we were being scammed and we don't belong over there. And too many of our fellow relatives and brothers were dying, you know, for a war that had nothing to do with us at all.
Right.
You know, but the one thing I wanted to kind of like extend on, I really like the facts he's bringing about Martin Luther King. The left never brings him up because he turned on them. They supported him in the very beginning. They were hoping to get a race riot out of him. And when he started preaching the gospel and started talking about everyone is one color, and they're like, well, he's not meeting our agenda. And it, you know, it took a Democrat to kill him. And the churches, how I've seen black churches, and I live in New Jersey, there are a lot of black churches. Some are very small. They have very small congregations. Some are huge. And I see the priests driving around in brand new Lincolns, Cadillacs, and Lexuses.
Yeah.
And they're dressed amazing. And I'm like, wow, they've done really well for themselves. But where are they getting all this funding at? You know, and they have huge congregations. The bigger the congregation, the more money you see the parishioners have. And what he was bringing up, I'm like, there's your answer. You know, they're bought, and they're actually more and more African Americans are not going to church. More and more are becoming atheists, and that's all planned.
Well, sure it is.
The older generation now that goes to church.
Yeah, and again, you're seeing that same thing even with the white population, all populations, actually.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The dumbing down religiously. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the most recent attack on that has been the COVID virus thing, where people have been told to stay out of churches. Are you kidding me? And then people obey it.
You can go to a Walmart.
The government says stay away from churches, don't go in, and the government says it, and you obey. What is wrong with that picture?
Yep.
That is so just, I mean, we are Americans and we have a First Amendment right, and dang it, we go to church if we want to, and the government can go, you know, go get out of here. They have no business.
I know what you're saying, right?
People said something really wrong.
And another thing, too, I go on a lot of websites. I'm finding alternative websites. I'd have to dig them up. There's an alternative to Twitter now. There's also an alternative to Facebook and an alternative to what's the other one? It's just the three major social media outlets, and they're not bad. I've actually downloaded two of them. I'm going on them. Oh, to YouTube. There's another alternative to YouTube. They're pretty interesting. If someone looks them up, you can kind of go on Google Play, or you can go
Brighton.
iPhones are really controlled. You know, at least they haven't really 100% controlled the Microsoft systems yet. But they really, iPhones are tracking systems. They just
they're really
bad.
You know what you want to do?
And
if
anyone
you have
on YouTube,
what you want to do if you have an iPhone is to get a Faraday bag. That really screws them up because they don't know anything.
I learned that from you, by the way. You're right. Absolutely,
they work.
I learned from everyone. I live and breathe and die finding out the truth. That's all I do. I truth seek, you know. And it's kind of hard to change someone's minds because they've gone through years of training from the television set and they don't understand. They really don't. So a lot more people are awake, but we still need to wake a whole lot more up. And people are going to have to start fighting back. It's sad but true. Our kids have totally been indoctrinated. They really have. Luckily, my daughter isn't. She's woke up because I preach to her every day. But her boyfriend, I'm also slapping an Antifa sticker on his arm, but he won't admit it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sad. It really is sad. And he doesn't see it. He says, well, I know my history. I said, no, you know the history. You were lied about. Yeah, you don't know anything.
It's really interesting because in my position, I get that all the time. And I used to, you know, be in education with youth and so on. And I can almost see generationally now since the 70s, you know, who knows what information historically correct and all that stuff. And as I've seen some people grow up that were being taught in the 90s, you know, they don't know nearly as much as somebody was in the 70s because it's just been complete erosion of our history over time. But it's interesting when you get young people to wake up to real historical facts, and I really see it in the homeschooled kids a lot. And we have a large group of homeschooled kids that are involved with the New California State Movement. And boy, do they know their Constitution and their history, and they're all over it. And sometimes I'm a little fearful to go and to speak to them because they know more than me. And that's not supposed to happen, you know. But that's how well-versed they are. It's really wonderful to see that. And it's a little intimidating. I got to be on my toes, and I got to make sure I buff up on the Federalist Papers and things like that. But it's refreshing. There is a lot of hope there. Anyway, we got to run for time. And I want to thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, one second. One more real quick comment I want to say. When I have a discussion with someone about history and about, you know, what's going on, the first thing I get out of their mouth is this: I wasn't good in history. I get that all the time. I can ask them who was the president during the Civil War. They don't know.
They have no idea.
And I get that same answer. I wasn't good in history.
But
I says, no, you weren't taught. You weren't made to have you know, any kind of discipline in school. You just learned what you wanted to learn. And, you know, that's what's majorly changed in these school systems.
Yeah, and, you know, teachers are just so valuable. You know, I love teaching is an art form. It's not something to be regimented, such as what we've had with Common Core.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with teachers
smart,
that really...
Being smart doesn't make you a good teacher.
That's exactly right. And, you know, but it is very much an art form, and it needs to be practiced as an art form, not as something where you're lining everybody up and, you know, shooting them with information that, you know, drilling it into them that where they don't have any conceptualization about the context of what they're learning. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, there you go. So the phone lines are open if you want to call in again. Somebody else, 215-867-8255. A very interesting conversation. Very interesting conversation. Vince is my buddy. I really think he's a Candace Owen male. And can you imagine the two of those guys talking? I mean, two of them talking. Can't say guys. Two of them talking. Well, Candace Owen's going to be with us in October. And that's kind of interesting to see how that whole thing is going to play out. I'm telling you, there's some good things happening in the months ahead, believe it or not. I really believe that there's a lot of good. And, of course, New California is going to be a big part of that. A big, big part of that. It already is. I mean, we're already out there. You know, I haven't really checked because we're just being swamped right now with what's going on in the real world. But I want to definitely check. I'm going to dive in to see what's going on in California. I'm going to go to one of my California sources here. So just hang on a second and let me find it. I'm going to go to the Cal Globe if I've got it up here in my little tabs. I normally have it, but I don't think I have it. So in just a second, I'm going to have to type it in and make sure we can see it. But the Cal Globe, it should be able to tell us what the latest scandal that's going on with our a dictator governor. And, you know, this is something that just is not going to leave for a long time. But the dictator in charge, Gavin Newsom, is sort of all over the place isn't he? He's all over the place. And that's because he's a dictator. And the only dictator, governor, dictator in the nation of the 50 states is Gavin Newsom. So you have non-dictators in 49 states. And the problem is that he's hasn't gotten to the point where he's aggressively trying to get law enforcement on his side. There's a problem with that. I absolutely believe this is their miscalculation. This is their miscalculation. I think they were calculating that somehow you would they would have the California Highway Patrol and sheriffs to support Newsom as a dictator. A little thing has happened to them, and that little thing is the Constitution, and an oath of office is what is separating us from pure anarchy and a takeover politically of our systems in California. I mean that because they don't have the policing agencies capable of maintaining control as you would in a dictatorship of 40 million people. They lack that. That's a big, big weakness for them. And it's something, of course, that is going to not bode well for them in the future. And I say that because this, if you want to have a dictatorship, you've got to have control of, quote, the military. Where are they going to get the military? Is there going to be an importation or what? Will he decree that California is no longer a state in the union? Now, that would be a crisis, and that would be an insurrection. And already, in our opinion, in New California, we are in a state of insurrection. And again, it's very easy to see that we are not in a state where Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution has been followed. That's very, very self-evident. And what I mean by that is that the self-evidence is just, it's all over the map, that you do not have a Republican form of government, you do not have protection from invasion, and you do not have protection from domestic violence. That's a fact. You cannot avoid those facts. And so then the other part of it, when we talk about representation, there's no representation. There is no representation by a political party system. None. Listen to this. This is the way it works. Governor Newsom's bar closure order mostly hits Nunez and McCarthy districts. Shocking. You know, Devin Nunez? His district. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with the generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, Gavin Newsom, we're caught up with Katie Grimes and the Globe articles as of this morning and about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom announced Sunday he was ordering and recommending bars to close in seven counties because, as he said, COVID-19 is still circulating in California, and in some parts of the states, it's growing stronger. Gee, could that be Riverside County? Could that be the where we're life-flighting the COVID patients from El Centro into various parts of California? Because they've come over the border illegally as COVID patients. We're importing these COVID patients from Mexico. That's a fact. Those things are happening, and he's helped to support this over the weeks. Well, listen to this. He has required bars to close in Fresno, Kern, Kings, Los Angeles, and Tulare counties. While Riverside, Sacramento, San Bernardino, Santa Barbara, Stanislaus, and Ventura counties were only recommended. It says the mandatory bar closures in Fresno, Tulare, Kern, and Northeast Los Angeles counties cover the congressional districts of Republicans Devin Nunes and House Minority Speaker Kevin McCarthy, while the recommended bar closures, those counties represented by Democrats. Gee, what's going on there? Newsom's order impacts bars, brew pubs, breweries, and pubs, unless they serve food. Alcohol can only be sold in the same transaction as a meal. Kings County is represented by Democrat Representative T.J. Cox, who looks as if he may lose District 21 back to Republican David Valadia. Now listen, see, this is what we said, that he could do that. T.J. Cox is going to lose. Oh, hello? Where's the California Republican Party? They don't stay on that. They don't say that. New California says it. We believe he can win. Fresno County Nunez has a population of 1 million people and 72 COVID-19 patients. Tulare County, Nunez and McCarthy has a population of 466,000 and 122 COVID patients with 19 deaths. Kern County has a population of 900,067 COVID patients, 19 deaths. 67 deaths, excuse me. Kings County, population 152,008 COVID with 19 deaths. Listen, this is just absolutely a dictator in charge, isn't it? Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.